Hello, Unstoppables of the world. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mind Podcast. Today's episode is going to be about the Hypnosis Mastery Challenge. It was all about skyrocketing your subconscious and learning to become an in-demand hypnotherapist. So I'm going to share with you what my takeaways were, and I also had the opportunity of meeting Dr. Andrew Huberman, and I'm going to share with you what he shared with me about hypnosis. So stay tuned. Hello, Unstoppables, and welcome to this podcast episode. I'm your host, Mary Lou Rodriguez. I am so glad you are here. I'm excited to share with you about the Hypnosis Mastery Challenge that we did last week. And I'm excited to share with you a little bit about what transpired when I met Dr. Andrew Huberman. Now, for those of you who know me, and if you've listened to this podcast, then you know that I've been talking about Dr. Andrew Huberman and what a big fan I am of his work and of his podcast, The Huberman Lab. Now, before I begin to talk about Andrew, I just want to just share with you that last week was super incredible. I did a 5-day hypnosis mastery challenge, and this was all about skyrocketing your subconscious and learning to become an in-demand hypnotherapist. And so I taught about hypnosis, and I had a blast. It was so much fun for me. And it was so interesting because there were so many different types of professionals who joined this challenge. Now, people from all over the world, there were nurses, there were teachers, there were doctors, there were CPAs, lawyers, coaches, intuitives, and there was a lot of hypnotherapists who participated in this challenge. And I just found it so fun. I mean, it was so much fun for me to teach the power of hypnosis, how it works, why it works. And really, it was interesting for me to see how many people are really looking to change the world. And they're looking to find a fulfilling, rewarding, meaningful career. And honestly, there is nothing better than helping someone be able to overcome their blocks and live their best life. I feel like I just have the best job in the world because not only am I, you know, having the opportunity to work one-to-one with clients when I do, but I also get to teach hypnosis. It's just really incredible. And I always think that it's such a compliment when I attract other hypnotherapists to my challenges. And excuse me, it reminded me of when I used to go to networking events when we went and when they were still in person. Actually, I haven't gone to a networking event in a long time, but I used to go consistently, and that's how I began to build my business. And there was one particular event called Power. And there was probably like 50 women, and we'd meet every month. And there was a time at the end of the meeting to do shout outs. And I kid you not, someone would usually give me a shout out about their experience working with me. It was no surprise when you would hear Mary Lou and they would talk about their shifts and what has changed in their lives. And I ended up just like building such an incredible reputation. And for those of you who are listening to this podcast and you remember that networking event and you remember me when I was first starting my business, it's true. Like my business had a great reputation. I built my business in the beginning with just word of mouth referrals. And that was because I was really skilled and I understood how to get long-lasting transformation. And through this challenge, I really realized that I am so on my path. I am so doing the right thing in the world. And my goal is to help as many people across the globe understand that hypnosis is the tool, that hypnosis can really help you to change your life. But more importantly, I teach how to use hypnosis effectively. And we just literally, like during the challenge, it was the tip of the iceberg. Like I didn't even get into all of the things that I wanted to teach about how to make hypnosis effective. But I did teach some tools on the power of long-lasting transformation, because I really, really believe in hypnosis. I've seen the power of hypnosis, and it truly is just a blast to have other people experience the power of hypnosis as well. So on the first day of the challenge, we did breakout rooms because it was on Zoom. And to be honest with you, like I had no idea how this challenge was going to unfold because it was interactive. I trusted my instincts and I knew that I wanted to give people an opportunity to hypnotize each other, because hypnosis, excuse me, and hypnotizing is not hard to do. And so people don't know that because they've never done it. So on day one, we had the opportunity to break out into breakout rooms with a partner, and everyone had the opportunity to hypnotize somebody, and it was fantastic. It was so much fun. It was so great to see people come back and be like, wow, wow. So I had a blast, and the challenge was for 5 days. I taught for an hour and a half live 3 of those days. And then the other 2 days were these pre-recorded modules. So on day one, we talked about the overview of hypnosis and why it works. And day two was on hypnotic language. We talked about what is a subconscious pattern, what is a belief. And then on day three, I taught on emotional addictions and how we habituate emotions. Now, it's all happening unconsciously. And so it was a powerful, powerful day. And boy, did I have a lot of people reach out to me about how powerful and what an understanding and ahas they had from that day. And then on day four, we discussed business success, because I want to share with people, like, what is it that I did to grow such a successful business? And then on day five, I taught about the nervous system and I gave an overview of how I work with clients. And what was so fun about this challenge is that I created a hypnosis audio to accompany the challenge. So the hypnosis audio was called Share Your Gifts with the World. And I asked everyone to listen to this hypnosis audio every day while they came to class and they learned hypnosis. And I just had such a blast. So we started on a Monday, and then on Friday, which was the final day of the challenge, I congratulated them. I basically acted as if they graduated from this program. They were honorary hypnotists, and that they are changing the world. And it was just so much fun. The whole thing was absolutely incredible. People messaged me all day long on Facebook Messenger, and they would email me and they'd send me messages on my Instagram. There were a ton of messages that went to like my spam box, I guess, on Instagram. And, but I was just so surprised at how many people were moved by this challenge. I, wanted to just share a couple of the ahas and insights and takeaways that a few of the people share or sent to me. One person said, "I signed up for your 5-day hypnosis training and I loved it. I've listened to the hypnosis audio twice a day, daily, and I continue to watch your replays. They are fantastic." Another person said, "The challenge was so good. Thank you. And it inspired me to get creative with my community." And then somebody else said, "Thank you for sharing your insights and experiences to those of us who are just starting out." Oh, because I was going to say that this is where I was going with my story earlier, was that I, because of my just how popular I was becoming when I first started my business, and it was all word of mouth, I ended up attracting a lot of other hypnotherapists who wanted to basically become my clients because they wanted to learn my process. And this was before I actually began teaching hypnosis. So even when I was practicing hypnosis, I attracted hypnotherapists to me because they wanted to know, like, what was it that I was doing that was creating all of this buzz in Portland? I mean, there was a lot of buzz going on. I was invited to be to do a women's conference and I was asked to hypnotize over 300 of the women who attended the conference. And so it was really fantastic. And it's always such an honor when other hypnotherapists and hypnotists come to me and ask me, what is it that I'm doing? And now I have this formal program called HypnoThrive, where I'm like, hey, you know, you want to learn everything? I want to teach everything. It's a lot of fun. And it is a great honor to be, to attract so many other hypnotherapists, because my goal is to really bring as much awareness and to train them on how to use this tool effectively. So that's where I meant to go earlier with that story. And now I'm coming back around and closing that loop on why I talked about power in that networking event. So I wanted to share with you about my meeting Dr. Andrew Huberman. Oh my gosh. So I had the opportunity to meet him last Wednesday. It was May 19th. He came to Portland. He did a lecture called The Mind-Body Contract, and it was such a fantastic lecture. It was so amazing. I mean, if you can't already tell, and Andrew said I could call him Andrew, he is so kind. He is so charming and so compassionate and humble. And just like, I loved his energy. I mean, I know I wasn't the only one to love his energy, but I loved his energy. And I had the opportunity to spend time with him along with other people in the VIP section. And, or there was VIP people rather, and we had the opportunity to spend time with him. And it was so much fun to just see him live and in action. And I met a really cool gal there. We ended up sitting by each other. We both came to his lecture by ourselves. And she was a lot of fun. I want to have her on my podcast so we can talk about our biggest takeaways from the Mind-Body Contract lecture. And Andrew talked about how, you know, hypnosis gets a bad rap because of stage hypnosis. And this was during the, not the main lecture part, but during the VIP part after the main lecture show, there was all of the VIPers. And we had opportunities to ask him questions. And so I thanked him for bringing hypnosis to the mainstream, and how he's continuing to talk about it over and over again, and he's legitimizing it. And it was just such an honor to be able to say thank you. And it was so much fun because he gave me a shout out because of a client that I work with that he follows. Thank you, Annie Letterman. And so she had let him know that I was coming to to hunt him down. No, she didn't say that, but he knew to expect me in Portland. And so it was so much fun that he was on the lookout for me. And so during the time that we had the opportunity to do Q&A with him, he did share that, and I love this, by the way, he did share that he spent time during the day, earlier in the day, before his lecture in hypnosis. I mean, this is a man who really practices this tool. And he said that this is an amazing brain state that he finds very useful. And he also said, and I thought that this was really freaking amazing, he said that over time, hypnosis is going to grow in popularity the way that cold water exposure and breath work became popular. And so in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so in the right place at the right time. And I was driving home thinking about this. And I was like, I guess you could compare this to coaching. Like before coaching became a thing, you know, there were coaches. And so I feel like I'm on the forefront, but I'm not alone. And he thanked me for my contribution. And I did say, I'm not doing this alone. And I'm not. There are so many people who are training to become world-class, badass, unstoppable hypnotists. And I'm honored that I get to train so many of these amazing people. And I'm honored to be a part of this movement of changing the world, changing the consciousness of this world, because that's really what we're doing. So my biggest takeaways from last week's 5-day hypnosis mastery challenge is that I want everyone to know the power of hypnosis. And it is my mission to change the world by using and by teaching hypnosis. So last week was absolutely incredible. The challenge was incredible. Meeting Andrew was incredible. And as my gift to you, I want to thank you all for subscribing to my podcast, for sharing your biggest takeaways with me, for supporting me on this podcast, because again, I am not doing this alone. So as my gift to you, I am giving you the hypnosis audio that I created for the 5-day mastery challenge, and it's called Share Your Gifts with the World. So if you would like this hypnosis audio, the link will be in the show notes. If you want to join my incredible Facebook group where all of these amazing challenges are happening, the link will be in the show notes. So I want you to listen to the audio, join my Facebook group, follow me on Instagram at Mary Lou Hypnotizes You, and please share with me your biggest takeaways from this incredible hypnosis audio that I'm excited to share with you. So until the next time, Unstoppables, go out there and live your unstoppable life. I would love if you shared today's episode with your friends and loved ones. Please share it on your social media channels and make sure to subscribe to the podcast. I believe that we are all here to help others. Together, we can help more people. I would be so grateful for a 5-star review. And I'm also grateful that you took the time to let me know how this podcast is helping you. If you want more transformational content, connect with me on Instagram at Mary Lou Hypnotizes You, and then go over and join my Facebook group, The Unstoppable Mind. Visit MaryLouRodriguez.com for more information on my programs and how to work with me. Until the next time, go out there and live your unstoppable life.